Welcome to the 10 Question Pop Quiz in Adarim Dav Ches. Number 1. Which Shavtim in the Rapapa asked the question whether there is a Yad for Peah or not? That's on Dav. Vav. Good. Number 2. Which Shavtim in the Anazir can be over Baal Ta'achir by delaying to bring its Karbonos? That's on Dav. Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which Shavtim in the one who says, I will rise early and learn this Perek, or I'll learn this Masechta, has made a great vow to Hashem? That's on Dav. Ches. Good. Number 4. Which of the one that Shmuel holds that if one said, Mufushani Mimcha, I am separated from you, it's not a good vow, since he could mean I am not doing business with you. That's on Duff. Hey. Good. Number 5. Which of is there a question whether Yadayim are effective to designate a basic kise, a lavatory or not? That's on Duff. Zion. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn from the Pasuk, Shemesh Tzedakah Marpeh, that the sun heals? That's on Duff. Ches. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, when one says, Modra Nilcha, I am vowed to you, both people are forbidden to one another? That's on Duff. Hey. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn if someone hears another say Hashem's name in vain, he should excommunicate him? That's on Duff. Zion. Good. Number 9. Which Shavtim, the one who has a dream that he was excommunicated, needs 10 people to release it for him. That's on Dav. Ches. Good. And number 10. Which Shavtim, the Marzutra Chasidah would excommunicate himself before excommunicating a Talmud, and then later would release himself and the Talmud. That's on Dav. Zion. Excellent. That concludes today's pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldin Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.